not capable of being used more than a walk.
All right. Well, in the mountains again, water that falls long distance, you just call that a...
Waterfall.
Okay. Around here in Bay County, what are the... This is talking about the surface of the roads. What are most of them composed of?
Asphalt. Concrete, cement.
Yeah. That black sticky substance that's in asphalt, you just call that?
Tar.
Yeah. And some roads consist of this, a lot of pebble-like things, little rocks. You call that a what kind of road?
Gravel.
Okay. It has no surface at all. You just call it a plain old
dirt road.
Okay, yeah, those.
Yeah.
If you were driving out in the country and you come to a little road that goes off the main road, you would say that's a what?
Charles.
Okay. Have you ever heard people around here call it a side road or do you have farm to market roads in Bay County or any of that familiar? Just be a turnoff.
Be a turnoff. Probably a side road might be used.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about the road that goes from the highway up to a man's house?
That would be a driveway.
Okay. And if you're on a farm, perhaps there's the cattle, when they come in, they always go the same way and they beat out a place, you know, and
call it a cattle crossing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would that be, is a cattle crossing a path or a lane, or would you use those words or not?
You could use that, but most of what I'm familiar with is just a cattle crossing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in town, or in residential areas, the place where you walk alongside the street, that's just the
sidewalk.
Okay. Now again, in residential areas, there might be some grass, a strip of grass between the street and the sidewalk. Do you have a name for that?
Yes, there is a name. I can't think of it right now.
I'll tell you what I call it. Very rarely got to find somebody who uses the same term for it. I call it a tree lawn myself. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Okay. All right. Let's say if a dog jumped out and scared somebody, that person might be likely, if he happened to see something, he might pick up
a stick
or a
rock
and
throw
it. Okay. If he did it yesterday, you'd say he
threw it.
If I'm looking for somebody at your house and I see you in the front yard and I ask you if your wife is home, you might say, well, no, I'm sorry, she's not.
Not here.
Or she's not
at home.
Okay. Or if she's cooking, you might say, yeah, she's
in the kitchen or she's in the house.
Okay. All right. Well, this hot beverage that people like to drink for breakfast, you call that?
Coffee.
All right. How do you drink yours?
Black.
All right. You ever heard any other term for black coffee?
Yeah, I guess I have, probably espresso, Cuban coffee.
Is that coffee without anything in it?
It's coffee without anything, very strong.
Cuban coffee. It's not a brand or anything.
No.
All right, what about barefooted or straight?
Yeah, I've heard that, barefooted, straight.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, this is a preposition that I'm looking for. If you do want milk in your coffee, you say, I'd like my coffee milk. Just fill in the blank. I'd like my coffee
with milk.
Okay. If you don't want milk in your coffee, you say, I want my coffee
without.
Both in both words.
Without milk.
Okay.